Horrific Network Entertainment.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all...
All right, gang, welcome to this episode of The Screening Room. This is a solo show as I got the day off, so I am seeing out of darkness. The Screening Room presents, man, the spring series. Gonna do a fun one because not only will I be seeing some movies, old and new, randomly throughout the season, but also, on the road to WrestleMania, I'm going to be doing WrestleMania reviews. Every WrestleMania from here to WrestleMania 39 last year, on the road to getting a very much review of... my experience in Philadelphia as part of WrestleMania 40, which I am very excited for. So all that coming up on the Screening Room, as well as movie reviews. Like, I'm going to be doing several movies that are both horror and non-horror on here that we will be talking about. Some were nominated for Golden Skulls that we just never featured on, like Campfire Chronicles or anything else. Some are brand new, like what we're seeing today. I am seeing Out of Darkness. This is a movie that looks intense. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to this, like I mentioned, day off. Perks of being a teacher. 3-day weekends back to back. In February, you always get President's Day, and I think they call it, they used to call it Washington and Lincoln's birthday, and now it's just called President's Day on the 19th, and this, today, the day after the Super Bowl, is just a day off, but... regardless, it's always been 2-3-day weekends in February for our school district, which is nice. And I'm taking advantage of seeing this film while hopefully not too many people or nobody is in the theater with me. Private screening. This movie is like about... I would say they look a little bit more advanced than Neanderthals, but not too far advanced, like a little bit past the Stone Age type tribe, and they are on a mission to kind of like claim new land or possibly invade new land. And on their way, like, they are confronted or possessed by or a combination of this demon. And this demon-looking thing, I think it takes multiple forms. And like I said, I think it actually has the power to both materialize and kill and possess people in this party. But it has, like, kind of the similar vibe of Prey from Hulu last year, where like the Native American tribe is dealing with a predator and they don't necessarily have the tools to fight the thing adequately. So it adds a new layer of thickness to it where you're dealing with the elements. In this case, this pack, this group, is dealing with the fact that they're in this forest. They don't know where home is or how to get out of it. And this thing is hunting them. And that's kind of an unsettling feeling, honestly. It looks scary. It looks, you know, I don't know what the budget of it is, or if it was a independent or major motion picture release. I don't think it was a major motion picture release. There's been no heavy press junket interviews that I have been able to find going into it. Only like a 1 minute featurette talking about it, and a, you know, of course, the actual film trailer itself. But other than that, I have not seen a whole lot of like promotional material and our marketing for this film. So it makes me think that the budget is not huge, which doesn't necessarily mean anything, because we see movies like Godzilla Minus One, whose budget is not huge by any stretch of the imagination, but delivers a solid film, which is all you can hope for. No matter what the budget is, if it's a good movie, I dig it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you like something, you like something. If you don't like something, you don't like something. But in any regards, we're going to head into the theater, see what trailers we can see, and take it from there. God knows, you know, Regal, they love playing 10, 20, 30 trailers beforehand. This thing will probably start around 3 o'clock. It's 2:22 now. Movie's supposed to start at 2:30, but I walked into the last thing I saw, which I don't even remember what it was now that I'm thinking about it, and I was like a half an hour past the posted start time and still had a trailer to watch. So I'm bringing you guys along with me to watch these trailers as well. But before we get to that, here is the trailer for Out of Darkness and that 1 minute featurette that I was talking about.
Hana Rashum, Tessin Barafin and Susulardes.
We hunt the rump.
Lauka the good.
Thank you. bizarre made-up language brilliantly kind of created for the film.
You brought in a languages expert to invent a language that takes parts of Basque, takes part of Sanskrit, takes parts of Arabic.
It's very like well developed. There's like lots of different words and like tenses and things.
It sounds very, very different to most Western languages.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ever wondered what it takes to make it in the movie business? Peel back the curtain with 4-6 Success Filmmaking. 4-6 Success Filmmaking is where filmmakers share their stories and the secrets.
It's beyond competitive out there.
There have been movies that it's taken me 10 years to get made.
Don't wait to create. Like, you've got to just keep making stuff.
Tune in to 4-6 Success Filmmaking for your dose of cinematic realness, direct from the voices that have lived it.
When you first read it, it's a little bit like mind-blowing, but you kind of get into like the flow of it.
But once I've sort of kind of got to grips with it, I love speaking in Tolle. So any scene where we get to bounce around and throw this wonderful language about, I very much enjoy.
But it's good to use as well because the cast know it, and some like lines are really, really good. So like, I like Ud is shut up. So it's nice having that private little language between the cast that we can use and nobody knows. I like Ud.
And this is what I'm talking about. We are in the theater now, and we're getting hit with several TV commercials up here. Right now we're getting hit with a Kia commercial, which is interesting, but we'll be back here. First trailer is for Hulu Season 2. I do not know a lot about this show other than it's based on the game. I haven't started it. I'm going to be starting it very soon. I think that damn it, now we got another car commercial. This is wild. This is a Hyundai commercial. These kids are all Vikings or whatever, but this is wild that we have two car commercials sandwiched between some TV commercials and a newbie thing.
I'll definitely get those to you first.
But who? Our Halo looks pretty good. Damn it, now we had a trailer for that Shogun movie. And or the Shogun show on FX, and now we have a car commercial. It's literally entertainment commercial, car commercial, entertainment commercial, car commercial. This is wild. Okay. Just my thoughts about how Regal plays way too many commercials. And this is another, they're playing the ads from the Super Bowl right now. Damper, we are still on TV commercials right now. We've had a bubbly that was from back to school, so that's like 7 months old. And now we are going back and forth between Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and now a Starry TV commercial. This is wild. We are seeing easily a dozen TV commercials here. Before our first movie trailer, and now finally we're going into the Regal roller coaster video, so we're going to be getting our first movie trailer here momentarily. I do love the intro video that Regal does. We go to Popcorn Pandora. Trailer gonna be for? We're about to find out.
kids, do you want
it's for Imaginary. This is going to be the season premiere of Campfire Characters. Cannot wait. This movie looks creepy. Blumhouse. This is another creepy movie about this house that gets robbed. But it is a vampire inside of this house that they get trapped with. It is wild. They're going to kidnap the girl. But the girl is actually a vampire. Unreal. It looks creepy. Abigail.
Call me Joey. Have any kids? I have a little boy.
See you in 24 hours.
It looks creepy.
If life could only exist on the surface.
I'm not sure what this movie is. Versus Kong.
What else are we wrong about?
Welcome to my world. Yep, Godzilla X Kong. This looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Apparently, they're going to have a relationship. Zach from Hunter says their relationship is going to be like Murdoch and Riggs from Lethal Weapon, which is interesting.
What? Is that?
Dang, this is Ari Aster's new movie. I haven't seen this trailer yet either. Oh my god, it's a Bigfoot movie. Holy shit. Holy shit. Sasquatch Sunset. And that is the end of the trailers. That was a hell of a one to go out on, so we will be back after the movie. Okay, we are back in the car here, and I gotta tell you, man, that movie was pretty intense. Gonna get into some spoilers. But so I called them Neanderthals before the movie, or I said they were a little bit more advanced during the like 60 TV commercials. I actually looked up the official plot, and it was they were classified as early humans, not Neanderthals or Neanderthals, but early humans, first humanoids. And yeah, they're basically, it's this, they start out as a group of six of them, and they have left wherever they originally are coming from. The group that you follow through the movie is a little bit more advanced than Neanderthals because they had the means to travel from their home across the sea and get to this new, you know, land that where they are in the over the course of the movie. And they're dressed pretty Viking-like, almost. Like a cross between Vikings and cavemen, but more Vikings, definitely, looking. And they tell this, the elder of the group is telling the youngest of the group the story about how his dad led them out of this civilization to the promise of new land, and then they get to this new land and there's basically nothing for them. Like, the land, he's saying, is cursed, it's barren, It's, you know, shitty. They don't have any food. One of them is pregnant. She's getting sick of malnourishment. And the leader's brother is kind of a bitch. And there's one who didn't really belong. They call her Stray throughout the movie. Pretty much like she's indispensable. And so the movie's called Out of Darkness because they do a pretty decent job of how would it be if you're like on this barren land, the only source of light is the sun or fire at nighttime. And the kid gets taken right away. The dad is frantic trying to find, it's all in another language, so you got to be like, you know, tuned into it because you're reading the dialogue, and it is, you know, he's kind of an asshole. Like, he kind of lets this other girl, the Stray, who gets her period, and they make that a point because then the leader is like, hey, if the girl who's pregnant with my second child dies in this, like, I'm going to bang you and, you know, breed with you. I'm probably going to breed with you regardless. It's kind of a creepy scene. And it's there basically to showcase that, hey, this guy is not the best guy. But this whole group is not exactly the best group either. Like, they're all shitty for different reasons, and it is intense. And so the kid gets taken. They originally wanted to go around this forest, but the kid gets taken into the forest, so they have to try to find him. And in doing that, that's where we come to all the shit in the trailer, in the forest, the psychological stuff, not knowing. You think it's a demon, you think it's a monster, it's got this wicked animal skull head. Sorry, I'm trying to get a bug out of my car. It's got this wicked animal skull head with feathers and shit. And you come upon the things like nest area, or they come upon its nest area. And they're like trying to figure out like what the fuck. And you go through like a series of things where they're like, do we sacrifice something to it? And, you know, what do they do after the chief, who is trying to hunt the thing, ends up getting the lower half of his face, now spoilers, he gets his lower half of his face ripped off. They bring him back, his brother brings him back to their camp. They know they're not going to be able to save the guy. They end up killing him and eating him, like Donner Party style, so they don't starve. And so the pregnant chick can get some nourishment. And so then you're left with the Stray, the dude's brother, the elder guy, and the pregnant chick. Then they come upon the elder and the pregnant chick kind of say, like, the only way we're going to appease, because they still think it's a demon, you know, monster, the only way we're going to appease this thing is if we sacrifice something to it or give it some kind of an offering. So they're going to offer the Stray. Stray in the tussle gets away. The brother gets knocked out, hits his head on a rock. He's actually trying to not kill the Stray because I think he likes her. And the other two trying to sacrifice him or her, but she gets away. The elder stabs the pregnant lady because why not? One is better than none. She grabs his leg and he falls and just obliterates his like tibia. It comes out of his leg, so he's fucked. And the pregnant lady dies and her body gets taken. But then the Stray and the brother hunt this thing down, and she goes to break its neck, and the helmet comes off, which was the skull thing with these feathers. It looks wicked. You could probably find a picture of it online. And it's a like a more Neanderthal-looking person. And he gets away at first, but they track him to the caves where they're originally trying to go when they land on this land. And there's a battle between the girl who was the stray and the original, call him the leader, the chief's brother, and this other couple. And you come to find out that, in fact, that the Neanderthal-looking clan had been feeding the kid and nourishing the kid, but you don't really find that out until after they're all killed. And so we're left in the end with the girl who is the stray and the kid who was originally taken, the son of the chief that brought them there to begin with. And the whole thing is, you know, maybe if they had just tried to communicate, maybe if we had gone about things a different way, who knows, maybe they all would have coexisted. Maybe they all would have been able to create like a new society, culture. And, you know, the kid, there's a line by the kid where he says they felt threatened. They're just like us, but they felt threatened by us coming to their land, which is why. But in the end, they took him out of the group to try to save him because they recognized that the group overall was malnourished and starving. It was a heavy movie. Not necessarily the scariest movie, not necessarily... I mean, there's a couple parts that were a little bit startling, but it was more of a heavy movie. Just a movie that made you enthralled in the characters, the intensity of the thing, and the bluntness of how people... You know, still kind of act to this day. Like, I thought the cast did a good job. I thought that it was acted well. In some parts, maybe a little overacted. In other parts, pretty good. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say it's the best movie I've watched this year. But I'm definitely not mad that I went and saw it. Regal Pass allows you to not feel like you're wasting money on a miss if you are, you know, if you do in fact have a miss. You know what I'm saying? And this isn't a miss. This is not a miss. This is, you know, a solid, I would say, 7 out of 10. Maybe 7.5 out of 10. It's just, it gets to a point where things are so shitty. They're sitting there crying, and yeah, it just gets to feel like a lot after a while, honestly. So, anyway, man, overall, I would give this movie a 7.5 out of 10, and I'm not mad I saw it. Was it as scary as I thought it was going to be? Absolutely not. It was actually nowhere near as scary as I originally thought it was going to be. But is it shitty? No. Horror movie? Basically, the horror is how bad we could be, even at this time period. 7.5 out of 10. Okay, thank you for listening, and we will be back, like I said, with that start of the WrestleMania series, and these are going to start coming out regularly now that I kind of know what I want to do with this, whether it's just me or the group. Yeah, so cool. We'll be back with a WrestleMania 1 review, and then we will have Totally Killer. So there you go. Lots coming on the screening room. Thanks for listening. Take care, everybody.